Hello everyone, this is ShyKisses25 and I'm here to do baby paddles, pee questions prepared before pondering. Oh well, anyway, first of all, I have to apologize for any grammatical errors by the time I'm answering the questions because maybe some of you have already known that English isn't my first language, and I get tongue-tied a lot, and also my English skills or my English vocabulary isn't that great, though it's kind of average or slightly above average, though, I don't know. Okay, so also, the questions here, I've actually read it like 2 or 3 days ago, and I think I may be telling you stuff that is quite personal, and I'm new to GWA. I've been here for like 2 months or so, and I want you to get to know me more. So if you don't mind, okay. Well, anyway, I'll just stop talking and just do the questions. I mean the questionnaire, or answer the questionnaire. Oh God, I'm so sorry. Okay, number one, what does your recording or editing setup look like? And what mic do you use to record, and what editing software do you use? What was it easy for you to figure everything out and learn how to use these things right away? Okay, the only thing that the only setup or recording setup I use is my headset. Nothing more, nothing less, because I don't have the pleasure to buy a fancy mic or stuff like that or whatever to do a good or better audio, and I'm still a student and I'm still using my parents' money, so I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I have to use my native language there. Okay, I just use my headset and that's it. And for the editing software, I use Audacity. And just like most of the people here, I use Audacity. And was it easy for you to figure everything out? I guess it was kind of not that easy. I had to read some manuals and stuff like that before I could actually do the audio and get it and know how to make an audio edit. Oh God, and stuff like that. Okay. So, headset and Audacity, and that's it. Okay, moving on. Question number two. Where do you typically record, and what positions do you usually situate yourself in? I record, well, right now, I went back home to where I went back home to my parents' house, or my mom's house, because my parents are separated, and but before my previous audios, I stay in my boarding house, and I do it in my room, and thank God that I am alone in my room, though my room is actually just right beside the next room, where it's just separated by a thin piece of wood, and my boardmates can hear me if I do a recording. So, yeah, I record in my room. Sorry about the dog. And, there was actually this one time when I did the I Love You 3-word challenge, where I recorded it in the kitchen, because, I can't let my boardmates hear. It was actually, it was actually 1 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, I recorded that audio at 1 a.m. and I went to the kitchen so that my boardmates can't hear me, and did a little bit of suppressing noises because I can't let anyone hear me. And that's it. But other than that, most of my audios was done in my room. And what positions? Okay, I do a lot of positions. I go from sitting on my bed, then lying down on my back, and then I go all fours, and then I go what do you call this? I roll on my side, on my right side, and just, I don't have a toy, I just use my fingers, so I move around a lot so that I can please myself, stuff like that. So yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, next, where was I? Number 3. Were you nervous to begin uploading your voice onto GWA or any erotic audio? Okay, why or why not? Of course I was nervous because it was my first time. But, I don't know. I was nervous and excited at the same time because I wondered if any of the guys would actually like my voice. Can you hear my younger brother coughing? He was coughing. I don't know if you can, if you heard that. Okay. Where was I? And yeah, I was kind of nervous, but also excited. And when I did my first naughty audio, which was actually the Daddy, What Have You Done, which was kind of intense. I didn't know what happened, why my first audio was the most intense audio I've made. But yeah, I had fun making the audio. I was nervous, I was having fun, I was excited, a lot of mixed emotions actually. And well, were you nervous? Why or why not? Why? Because I guess it's normal to get nervous. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. Question number 4. What advice would you give to someone who is new and perhaps nervous as well to the erotic audio game? What do you suggest they do to calm their nerves? And what are the words of encouragement you would give to them? Okay, because I'm new here, I really can't say or think of any good advice, because I'm not really an advice giver or stuff like that or whatever. But there's this guy who told me when we were chatting that he gave me an advice, so I'll just use his advice also. I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else, but I'll say some stuff that is for me. Okay, fine. So he told me that when you make an audio, it is better if you think less, or it is even way better if you don't think at all. And don't think in a way that you just don't mind or don't think of how bad you might sound, or don't think if others wouldn't like what you sound or stuff like that. Because when you post the audio and when people will hear you or will hear your voice or will hear your audio, it is for them if either they will like it or not. If they don't, then whatever. If they will, then good. And I mean, my voice, I'm not really that confident with my voice, but when I posted the audio, a lot of you guys have actually said that I have a nice voice, and I was very happy with that. And yeah, I followed his advice and then I made it into my advice. I'm sorry, no originality, shy or so, it's just, oh my god. But yeah, I guess just don't think at all. If you sound bad, then I don't think you sound bad. I mean, if your voice isn't that good for that person, then don't give a fuck. I mean, whatever. I am not here to please everyone, at least I'm here. But I know that at least I can please even just one person, and that would be actually fine. I don't know, I guess. I mean, yeah, I think that's fine. And I'm pretty sure that that's... I'm pretty sure that you will not just please one person, because a lot of people here will actually like your voice. And yeah, just don't think of anything else. Think less, or don't think at all, because that's way better. And yeah, it actually worked for me. And maybe for you too. Just go for it. Okay. Next. What is an audio in GWA that you would love to hear, but just hasn't happened yet? This is quite tricky. An audio that hasn't happened yet here that I would love to hear. I guess maybe I actually have this fantasy of having public sex in a car that is situated in a parking lot that is full of cars, and then you're having sex inside the car, and then people tend to pass by and they can actually hear you, but they can't see you because of the tinted windows of the car. And then some, I'm curious about what those people's reaction will be, if they would go near the car and try to see what's inside, or just pass by and don't mind them, or maybe call a security. I don't know. Maybe that. Yeah, I guess that. I'm just a simple girl, I'm sorry. Okay, question number 6. You're fuming with anger toward your partner, and suddenly in the middle of your venting they kiss you. What are your feelings in that moment? Lust, adoration, even more anger? Please explain. It depends on what I'm angry about, I guess. Maybe I'm just angry that he doesn't give me time or whatever, and then I'm just saying stuff like this, and suddenly he kisses me. Maybe I'll get happy. I mean, maybe I'll adore him, or maybe, I don't know. It depends, actually. But there was this one time when my boyfriend, I'm going to tell you a story, okay, if you don't mind. I was having a phone call with my boyfriend. We were having a long distance relationship at that time, and I was saying stuff like this and like that, and giving him stories and like this and like that, and then I noticed that he wasn't talking anymore, and I was like, hello, are you still there? And I was asking him if you were still there, and was saying hello, 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 and stuff like this for, I don't know, at least 10 to 15 seconds, and he wasn't answering. So I told him, if you're not going to say anything, I'm going to put this call down. And then he just suddenly said, I love you. And then I was like, okay, I'm just, yeah, I felt happy at that time. I'm pretty easy to please, actually. I actually liked that a lot. I liked that, and I actually kind of like it if my next boyfriend, whoever he will do something way better than that, because yeah, I'm actually very easy to please, and I actually am very easy to smile. You can make me smile easily with simple things, because in a relationship, even the slightest detail or even the smallest detail matters. And yeah, so yeah. Okay. Number 7. What is a paraphilia or fetish you just don't understand or see any appeal to whatsoever? This is kind of difficult for me because I am actually quite innocent at that department. I don't know a lot of fetishes. But maybe a fetish for let me think. Okay, actually, I just paused to think of something for an answer for that question, but I just can't think of anything. I'm so sorry. I really can't think of anything at all because I don't know. I'm not that how do you say this? My knowledge for stuff like this isn't that deep, I guess. I don't know, fetishes and stuff like that. I don't know a lot, I guess. I have my fetish, but it's just very simple. And I don't know, maybe a fetish that is way intense for me, I guess. And I don't know what kind of fetish that is, but okay, I'm just going to move on. I'm sorry, I don't really know. I don't know at all. Okay, next. What are some minuscule or passive, nearly insignificant actions that someone can do that make you nearly come right then and there? Peering over a cup, they're drinking from to within the eye, typing intently, sitting a certain way. Yeah. Okay. One of which, my fetish actually. One of my fetishes is actually a guy's hands that has clear or obvious bulging veins. And when I see a guy's hand that has like bulging veins, I look at it, I mean, I stare at it, and that's actually really one of my fetish. And when so if a guy uses his hands not in a sexual way, I get turned on easily. And for example, if the guy is seriously, or if the guy is driving and then his hands are is on the steering wheel and then he's focused on the road, and then I just look at him and just look at his hands getting busy on the steering wheel, and yeah, I get turned on by that. Or if the guy is typing on his laptop or in or in his computer and he's also quite serious with what he's doing, then yes, I get turned on by that. Or maybe if he is doing or fixing something like a machine or broken stuff like this or stuff like that, and then he's busy with his hands, just doing something with his hands, then yes, I get turned on very easily. Just staring at the guy's hands. It depends on what his hands look like, though. And of course, the nails. I get very, very turned on when I see a guy's nails that is properly cut or it's neat and it isn't long. I don't have long nails also because I think it's neat when you don't have long nails. It's not that I'm against long nails or something. It's just for me, I don't like to have long nails because I just don't like to have long nails. I paint my nails also, I do some manicure, but most of the time I don't because I just like looking at my nails in its natural look, like that. Nothing on, no manicure or stuff, but I put manicure, oh, so yes, I do put manicure, but not all the time. I mean, if it's not necessary, then I don't put in any manicure. I mean, I'm still in college, and we, how do I explain this? Not again. we do stuff on the clinic, and and we get busy with the patient's stool or checking on the patient with just our hands or maybe a glove. And I think it's way nicer to see if your hands are neat with no manicure or stuff like that, because I don't know, it's nicer for me, I guess. So yeah, I look, oh, this is way over the question, I'm so sorry. So yeah, I just look at the guy's hands and the nails, and that's it. I get turned on by that easily. Oh my god, where did I go? Okay, next. Name the most significant point on your sex bucket list. Like, just think of something sexual you totally have to do with your bucket. And describe it as vividly as you possibly can. Okay, maybe one of that would be the thing that I just told you earlier about public sex in a car, in a parking lot with people passing by. I would really want to do that. Other than that, maybe just a typical sex, I guess, from giving a foreplay, from oral or manual and stuff like that, and then going from gentle to going to rough. I'm just simple in that way, nothing fancy, and maybe me being the dominant and me being the submissive, and yeah, like that. Yeah, I guess so. I have to admit, it's been 5 years since I've had sex. Sorry, I'm busy with school, so no, nothing, no sex at all. And the last boyfriend I ever had, which was 3 years ago, we didn't have sex because I didn't feel like giving him something good, I guess. And it's, yeah, what I did was really, really good. I mean, I decided that I don't want to have sex with him, and thank God I didn't have sex with him because he was an asshole. So yeah, it's been 5 long years since the last time I've had sex, and that was actually the first time I've had sex. So actually the next sex that I'll have will probably be, or yeah, will be my next or my second sex. So yeah, whoever the guy is that I'll have sex next is quite lucky, I must say. So yeah, I told you I'm innocent in this department, right? Okay. Well, yes, that's it. Just the usual sex, from sweet and gentle sex to rough and dominant submissive type of sex, and maybe some role playing, like rape and daddy daughter. Daddy-daughter role-play. Yes, I would definitely love to be in a role-play like that. Because the last sex I've had, it's just a simple sex. And it wasn't that good at all. Okay, sorry. Next, where was I? Okay, number 10. If you choose to remain anonymous in GWA, is it because you're more worried about people in real life finding about your profile, or people on the internet finding you in real life? If you do not choose to remain anonymous, why is that? I definitely choose to remain anonymous in GWA because I think both. I don't want the people I know to find out that this is me, or Shy Kisses is me, and I don't want people from the internet to find out who I really am. And yeah, I guess it's pretty simple, just like that. I don't need to explain because I don't want to. I don't want people finding out who I am. Yeah. Okay, next.